Next call to order, the Arizona Health Planning Organization Technical Committee meeting. First order of business, approval of those minutes. A motion. A second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Move on to old business, project updates, Laura.
Can start out with the City of Evansville, Washington Avenue, Weinbach Avenue intersection project. All bids from the February 4th letting were rejected and the project is put to begin for bids at the March 18th special let. The contract for construction was awarded to JVI Construction Inc. for a low bid of $1,598,895. They were all awarded. Move on to the Washington Avenue 2nd Street, Carrot Street area improvement. Public meeting is held February 26th to discuss the preliminary design. The Airways One Nation environmental document was received from the consultant on March 6th. For the State Road 66 Boyd Expressway pedestrian overpass, the utilities relocation has begun. The current contract completion date is set for October of this year. On to page 3, which is the carryover of the two couple state docks and schools project. The contract for construction of this project was awarded to Rivertown Construction Inc. of Newburgh for a low bid of $289,736.96. Moving on to Vanburg County and the Burkhart Road and the Diddy Street intersection improvement. Construction in the area has begun with utility relocations underway. The contract completion date is currently set for October 15th of this year. Moving on to Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek. Construction is underway there. And for the Heckle Road widening project from Greenham Road to Oak Hill Road, a public information meeting has been scheduled for April 22nd between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Bethel United Church of Christ on Oak Hill Road. On page 4, which is the carryover of the Greenham Road project from Kansas to Union County Road. The draft technical authority exclusion was submitted to NDOT on February 10th for review and approval. For the town of Newburgh, we have the Newburgh Rivertown Trail. Appraisals for right-of-way acquisition have been reviewed and the town is proceeding with contacting the affected property owners with offers. Newburgh sign replacement project, information collected by TransMap with the exception of retro reflectivity data has been forwarded to the consultants to prepare a contract for sign replacement based on new codes. Getting now to page 6, this is for the City of Henderson, their Stand Lane Safe Route to School project. The city has executed the required memorandum of agreement with the Office of Local Government that must be approved before the project can be posted for bid. Is that all I have to say about it?
Any questions for Laura? No, moving on to new business. Item A, fiscal year 2013 through 2016, 7 amendments. And these require approval.
We have two ticket amendments this month. The first was requested by MEP, and they are proceeding with a dual-funded grant using 5310 as well as 5307 funding to purchase two paratransit vehicles. You see there the cost of $220,000. Again, those are split, as you see, the multiple funding source on that, the 20% local match for them. The second was from NDOT, and they have a bridge rehabilitation repair on US 41 funds figure of 68. It does include some additional DES numbers there, adding that project for preliminary engineering in fiscal 16, $379,440, and that's 820 skinny checks and state match.
Any questions for Craig? If not, then motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion carries. Moving on to B, draft fiscal year 2016-2019 TIF for review by Craig.
We have, in addition to the current TIF, we have been working on a draft TIF with all of our local and state partners on that. And the draft is out. There are a few copies of it sitting around here in front of you guys if you want to take a look at that. We've made some changes, kind of simplifying the visual look of it and cleaning that up. And I'd like to give thanks to Erin for her good work on that because I think it looks great. And will be the 30-day public comment period that opened up a few days ago and will run through, what is the date, April 25, I believe is the date. And it does not say right there, but I'm fairly certain it's April 25. There are two upcoming public open houses for the meeting. The first is going to be next Tuesday in Henderson. I have some flyers if anybody wants to take it. 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Henderson Public Library next Tuesday. And then the following Tuesday here at Browning Room A over here in the Central Library, also 4:30 to 6 for the Evansville meeting, that we hope people will come out and take a look at it. And we would have the draft just back at next month's meeting for final adoption after we get through that 30-day comment period. The only changes from the draft project list that had been sent out, that we saw last month, are adding some right-of-way funding for the Evansville Weinbach Road Diet Project and several KYTC US 60 projects that were removed from that draft project list upon consultation with KYTC. Other than that, the project list pretty much as it is. So, again, there are some copies here if you want to take a look and pass those around.
And this is currently on the website.
And it is currently on the website as well. That is correct. Anybody can take a look at it there also.
I just a question. It's probably just what you figured is how you figured that. And that's the whole site, the I-69 bridge, isn't it?
That is just
for local projects, basically.
No, it's state and federal projects, but if it is not a funded project, the TIF really has to have fiscal constraints. So if there's no funding in the TIF time frame, it's not going to be in it.
Okay,
great. Projects are not listed within that. So that's one question. And then one additional point that I want to make is this is also out at several of the libraries. You can see that Newburgh Town Hall, Louisville Town Hall, city managers and planning commission over in Houston, and again, some of the several libraries. So if you have any questions or comments, please send them to me.
No other questions for Craig, and we're going to have them before for the comments.
I'll have one comment here. Sean Mason from Eastern Mall. He's the property manager of Eastern Mall. He accepted our invitation to be part of the technical committee and would like to welcome to join us. And if you could go around the table and introduce us to ourselves so he gets familiar with our stuff to say as you can send him there.
I'm so thankful for coming here.
Craig Lipke with the NPO. Dan Schmidt, city engineer.
Andrew,
you feel
free to
ask me.
Gary Aikman with the NPO.
I'm Bill Harvey, Westside Chief Associate here.
I'm Laura Lamb with the NPO.
Up here in Tree Grove
with NPO.
Rob Schaefer with NPO.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Melissa Vogel from New Mexico.
Thank you again, and welcome.
Thanks. Any other questions?
I have one here on this state school.
Yes, sir.
It does not address the problem. They're spending money to make it safe there. We're walking down the road, it's eyeball, which is horrendous traffic problem. It has gotten so bad on all roads. John, where'd you guys put the guardrails up? The Elma Woods in that guy's front yard, keeping people out. They run into his house and cut cars. It's a rush hour. It's horrendous right there. And they cut up and they go right by the school. So we're spending all this money to make it safe at Chico. And so we ought to find somebody to improve firefighting right down the road tomorrow. That's my personal view and one west side. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seek a motion to adjourn. Thank you all very much. How are you going, John?
Good.
So the old one here.